This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Two people were injured in a shooting early Saturday in downtown Denver, according to the Denver Police Department. The shooting happened at 4:40 a.m. Saturday in the area of 17th and Champa Streets, and the victims were transported to a hospital with unknown injuries. Police say that no arrests have been made. This is a developing story, but Denver police did not release any information on the circumstances. A first-of-its-kind technology in Southern Colorado allows local families at Penrose St. Francis Hospital to be with their premature babies even when they're physically somewhere else. Sydney Keller, mother to Octavia Rose, says, "We've already been having a lot of anxiety as it is, but I believe it would be tenfold if it wasn't for this program." The couple can now share the app with their families, too. As more schools reconsider the role of legacy status in college admissions, Colorado has taken a significant step toward leveling the playing field. Governor Jared Polis signed a law earlier this week banning officials at state-supported higher education institutions from considering family relationships to alumni, otherwise known as legacy preference, as a criteria during the admissions process. Colorado is believed to be the first state to enact such legislation. Saturday, the state of Colorado announced that more than 3 million Coloradans, more than 60.7% of those eligible, have been vaccinated with at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, with more than 2.5 million people fully immunized. Governor Jared Polis said, "We've successfully protected more than half our state from this deadly virus, and I'm proud of the work so many Coloradans have put into reaching this milestone." A now 18-year-old who investigators said was being held against her will by her father and who may have spent some time in Colorado has been found safe after a search that began in 2019. Daphne Westbrook was found in Sampson, Alabama, the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation announced Friday. She was 17 when she was first reported kidnapped and was the subject of an endangered child alert that spanned multiple states. The Colorado Veterans Project had its annual Memorial Day run in March in partnership with Special Forces Foundation. Civilians, veterans, and uniformed military participated in a 5K, 10K, or 30K run in March. For an added challenge, participants were encouraged to bring a 25-pound rucksack with non-perishable food items to race with and donate following the run to support the Care and Share Food Bank to help feed local veterans in need.
Good morning, I'm Storm Tracker 13 meteorologist Marty Benachink. We have a lot of cloud cover today. We're going to be cooler for sure, high temperatures in the 50s and 60s. This morning we'll have some drizzle or some light rain showers. As we move through the latter afternoon hours, we'll likely have a better chance for some heavier rain, maybe some thunder at times. Doesn't look like severe weather is very likely anywhere around Colorado Springs or Pueblo, but we'll continue with some decent rainfall into tonight. Should see some of the heavier rain probably end as we head towards tomorrow morning. Memorial Day looks cloudy and cool too with some showers. That's weather on KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.